I'm Stuart McIntosh with the BBC News. Hello. The number of people killed by wildfires on the Hawaiian island of Maui has risen to at least 67. It's the US state's deadliest ever natural disaster. The authorities say the most devastating fire, which all but destroyed the town of Lahaina, hasn't yet been contained. Parts of the island remain without power or water. Emerson Timmins lives just outside Lahaina and cycled through the town to reach his family about 30 kilometres away.
It looks like somebody came in there and blew it up. Everything's on fire and everything's ashes, and it's almost like you're in a dream. And I had firsthand accounts from people that did escape, and they said the friends they knew got out with no clothes. The next thing they know, their house is on fire. They ran out their door and didn't have time to put shoes or clothes on. They were running for their lives.
A judge in New York has revoked the bail of Sam Bankman-Fried, the former boss of the collapsed cryptocurrency exchange FTX. He'll now remain in jail until his trial in October. More from Michelle Fleury.
Federal prosecutors first made the request to jail the former crypto billionaire Sam Bankman-Fried last month, saying he tried to harass his ex-girlfriend Caroline Ellison by sharing her personal writings with a New York Times reporter. She's expected to testify against him at trial. US District Judge Lewis Kaplan, who sent him back to jail, concluded there was probably cause to believe Bankman-Fried had tried to tamper with witnesses at least twice since his December arrest. Sam Bankman-Fried has been under house arrest since he was accused of stealing billions of dollars from his crypto exchange FTX's customers while defrauding lenders and investors.
The US government has given a federal prosecutor extra powers to investigate President Biden's son, Hunter. David Weiss has been made a special counsel, which gives him more independence. He's been overseeing the inquiry into Hunter Biden's business dealings since his appointment by the then President Trump in 2018. Federal police agents in Brazil have searched the homes of four people linked to the former president, Jair Bolsonaro, as part of an investigation into embezzlement and money laundering allegations. Police say Mr. Bolsonaro took at least $1 million in gifts. Our America's regional editor, Leonardo Rocha, has the details.
He's accused of taking official gifts given by different governments in the time that he was present, he was in office, and through friends and through people close to him trying to sell or selling some of these gifts. We're talking about sculptures, gold, Rolex watches, diamonds, stuff like that. So what the police were doing, they were going after three military officials and Mr. Bolsonaro's, one of his lawyers, and basically searched their homes to see if there was any evidence that could show that he was guilty of that.
World News from the BBC. A planned meeting by West African chiefs of defence staff to discuss the coup in Niger has been postponed at short notice. The talks, called by the regional bloc ECOWAS, had been expected to take place in the Ghanaian capital, Accra, on Saturday. No reason was given for the delay. On Thursday, West African leaders ordered a standby military force to be activated in readiness to restore civilian rule in Niger. A mosque in the Nigerian city of Zaria has collapsed during Friday prayers, killing at least seven people. Several others have been hurt. A local official said hundreds of worshippers were in the building at the time. Rescue teams have been searching the rubble. The United States says it's agreed with China to double the number of weekly flights between the two countries as limits imposed during the COVID pandemic are slowly lifted. By the end of October, each country will allow 24 return flights from the other. The total is still far lower than before the pandemic. The Chinese embassy in Washington said it hoped the change would boost the flow of trade and people. Mark Zuckerberg has played down suggestions from his billionaire rival Elon Musk that a cage fight between them is close to being arranged. Mr. Zuckerberg, the owner of Meta, said no details had yet been agreed. Earlier, Mr. Musk said the fight would take place in what he called an epic location in Italy. This Irish tourist visiting Rome says the fight should take place at the historical Colosseum.
These two guys, they've got money. The men that fought in this Colosseum had no money. They fought for their freedom. That's what they fought for. I think these two men should fight in here. And they should give all their money to charity. That's what I think they should do. And they should put on a big show in here. And the fight should be here in Italy. Two gladiators coming together to fight.
Its culture minister has confirmed that he's held talks with the Tesla chief executive. BBC News.